gospel-y number next called The River. And it's like, I guess people say I wrote it. I didn't write the lyrics. But, you know, it's so 1-4-5. It's so simplistic. I didn't have to write much. But let's try it anyways, right? Okay, hang on. Yep. A bit of a moody ballad, right? It's called Lie to Me, and I think I originally wrote it in, 1997, and it's taken over a quarter of a century to make it come to reality, but here we are. So, geez. All right.
I think we're ready.
Let's do Lie to Me.
Oh,
think we have time for one more. Barely, maybe. All right. Let me introduce this to you. We've never played this live before. It's our first time. I hope we get it right. It's called The Two Horsemen. And I didn't write the lyrics of this one. It got translated. It's too long a story for now, so let's just play it. All right. Doorway and sees in the night. Two riders are galloping out of his sight. Rolling through living, circling each. They're chasing each other. So close to the home and so close to the heart.
It leads them along through the riverside hills. The riders. through the bog. The shrubbery's falling apart in the fog. Now further and nearer, yearning to cease. The longing is chased by the beautiful peace.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Mimosa from Plumeray, and before that, we heard a great set from Mad Painter, who are now in for an interview. Hello, Mad Painter.
Hello.
Hey.
So somebody asked when I posted to kind of promote the show, Mad Painter's live on WMFO, and some guys like, why mad?
Why mad?
Yeah.
It's an existential question. If you're just a painter, that's only half the job done. If you're a mad painter, now you're in business. You see what I mean? It's all about imagination and creation of your mind. And, you know, if you're a painter, it's coming from the inside. And half the time you don't even know where it's coming from, right? So it's an allegory. I mean, we paint with music, with voice and instruments. And so we paint madly because you kind of got to be crazy to do this sort of thing, right? I mean, can you imagine a band called Normal Painter?
House Painter.
Yeah, I think there already is.
There already is. Painters. Okay, yeah. All right, yeah.
That's funny. I know some people that are crazy musicians who work as house painters. Like, what's up with that?
Well, yeah.
Maybe they are crazy, mad painters.
Yeah. I know. I've received this call not that long ago from, I forgot, it was one of those sites where people, you know, you need a house project done, right? And so they call you, you know, like say you're pre-screen and all that. You're a painter, right? And he calls like, are you a mad painter? I go, well, that's the name of my band. He says, no, I mean, do you paint houses? So somehow I must have gotten one of those home improvement, you know, it's a mix-up. Home improvement sites.
Hope there aren't any copyright problems.
Huh? Right. No. I don't think there's ever been in the history of humankind, right? There's never been a band called Mad Painter. I've made sure of that. So, yeah, I mean, it's a brainchild. I've had it in my, you know, the seed was somehow planted or landed in my brain and as far back as 1990, and I was just getting a start in music in a sense that I was doing a weekly Saturday afternoon blues jam at the Middle East, which Kenny also frequented. Kenny's our bass player. And
more like I watched it. I think I played it a couple times.
Yeah. Right. The deal is, you know what? You sign up, you go on stage, and you jam a little bit, and it's mostly like rock and roll, like Elvis and Bill Haley and the Comets and that kind of thing. And I had this tiny little keyboard, four octaves, Casio, probably the kind that you can buy at Toys R Us, or you could at the time. But that's all I had. Sat on top of like six or eight milk crates, from what I remember. There's some photos of that, too, embarrassingly enough. And so what happened was, you know, I started coming up with these originals, but they weren't blues. And at the same time, I made the house band. So I became, you know, part of the house band, Mike the Spike and the Rusty Nails. And so there's some people that Kenny and I met around the same time, but we never bumped into each other back then. Long story short, I wanted to put together my own band called Mad Painter at the time. And it's taken me probably good amount of like close to 30 years to make it reality, 28 to 30 years or thereabouts. And so here we are. I mean, the first incarnation of it was born in late 2015, and it was a completely different lineup. And this is the latest and the greatest, and I mean it sincerely, the greatest lineup Mad Painter's ever had. So I'm very proud of it.
It's certainly a great lineup.
Yeah, and we're five right now, and we have another girl on backing vocals. She couldn't make it tonight, but you know, hopefully she can make the Middle East show. That's a big deal. So November 17th, Thursday, we are four bands on the bill. The show starts at 6, and it's going to go on all night, I think. It's going to be Doug McDonald Band. It's going to be us. It's going to be the Thigh Scrapers featuring Al, our guitar player. And it's going to be the Stigmatics featuring.
And it's Al the drummer's birthday, too. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We're going to celebrate it in style. So
come
Middle
help
East.
Celebrate my birthday.
Absolutely. So, yeah, hopefully we'll have our... see, I was in a band in the 90s called Silver Star, which became Silver Star and the Jukebox Angels because it featured Bob Small. And
they were up here back in the 90s on the Mikey D Show.
On the Mikey D
when
Show.
Mikey was around.
When Mikey was around, right. And so, you know, Kenny likes to say that now I got my own Jukebox Angels, which is...
Well, actually, Julie Alex was the Pete Best of the band. Because they kicked him out, so.
Yeah, but look where we are today, right?
Where are they now?
California, apparently.
Oh. What I hear tell, yeah.
Right. So it's been a long and arduous ride. I mean, you know, like before doing this, I was, I didn't do anything musically for about 10 years. And then I went on and I started joining, and it was like mistake after mistake, like, you know, one cover band after another. It was a tribute band. Although some were better than others. I was in Stormbringer. That was a fun time, but we never made it out of the basement. And
that's
now,
with G. Julie's cousin.
That's Julie's cousin on drums. That's right.
He was in 2 Million BC. I saw them at the Rat.
Oh, right. And then I was in the UFO tribute band. Nothing came of that. I was a keyboard player. And then I figured, I'm just going to put together my own band. And we've been, you know, pretty much playing ever since and having fun. And here we are. We're releasing the second album. The first album came out in probably 2016. It was kind of recorded on a shoestring budget. And Kenny likes to call it, what is it, Garage Prog. Because, you know, it's that primitive garage sound, but there's some proggy notes in there. And so this one's...
Wait, the Garage Prog, that's from Bob Ruse of the Stigmatics.
Oh, is that what he said? Yeah.
That's I like that Garage Prog sound that you got. That was like from the first gig I did back in 2018.
And so basically for this one, which took us 1 year to... I said took us. It took us 1 year to record, which was most of 2021, and so far, almost the entire year to get it mixed, but we're finally done. And before the end of the year, I swear, the CD is coming, and it's also going to be on all streaming platforms and everywhere, so we're going to celebrate in some form, I'm sure, the release of our second album called Splashed. And so definitely hit us up on Facebook and YouTube. There's two promotional videos for Illusion and Samurai. And there's a lyric video for the bluesy tune that we've done, an original, right, called Let Him Go. And so not a bad start so far. As soon as it's out, it'll feel like, you know, a huge, I guess, weight off my shoulders, because it's been a long run, you know, it's been a long time coming, really, but it's totally worth it. These guys are troopers, you know, they stuck with me through thick and thin, kind of like the second year of the pandemic. We were down at Tom Hamilton's studio up in Peabody, and he pulled out all the stops as well, production-wise. You know, and he was the original producer of the Lemonheads, I believe, back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. He was telling me about him back then.
Right. The album is so diverse, it's schizo. In a sense that, I mean, you know, some of it is pop, you know, like verging on disco almost. Some of it is pretty heavy, because we're kind of rooted in the heavy melodic rock of the early 70s. We all agree on Uriah Heep pretty much. And these guys are like, from there, they kind of like diverge and deviate into like Cactus and Grand Funk and Mountain and Jimi Hendrix experience, whereas I go like more ABBA, I guess. But we do have some common ground, a lot of it, in fact. And so, yeah, you'll enjoy the album and the singles. The virtual singles so far, as I mentioned on YouTube, are Illusion and Samurai. Definitely punch them up on YouTube. See if you like them.
All right, yeah, so let's remind people of the Middle East show.
Yes, absolutely. The Middle East show is...
Thursday, November the 17th of 2022.
Yes. Doors open at 5:30, right?
Doors open at 5:30.
Music starts at 6.
Doug starts at 6. Yeah. Doug and Patty. And then we'll just go on into the night. And four bands, one low price of admission. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's rock and roll, man. You know, I know it's Thursday night, but it's totally worth it. It's almost the beginning of the weekend, right?
Well, I used to say when I was in college that weekends started on Wednesdays.
There you go.
Now I think they start on Mondays.
They do, don't they? Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fun times. You know, we're looking forward to this, and we're looking forward to playing more shows and hopefully some festivals in 2023.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mad Painter, live on WMFO.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I speak, I should back up, I take off the fancy measure. Cause when I finally do it, we always seem to win the fight.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just the Pills, Apologize. And we're back here with Mad Painter, and they're going to do a band introduction.
Yes, absolutely. We are Mad Painter coming to you live from WMFO 91.5 FM.
Yep.
And on backing vocals, our wonderful and inimitable and irreplaceable Julie G. Say something. Say hello.
Hello, all.
Okay, on. Go ahead. Absolutely. Yes, Al Hendry on drums.
Hello.
Alex Gitlin on keyboards and vocals. And Kenny Highland, go ahead.
Kenny Highland on bass. The rest of the bass players all spontaneously combusted, so that's how I got the show.
No drummers.
Yeah, no drum. Well, one of them slightly combusted, but
fizzled out.
Yeah, more of a fizzle out, I would say. Actually, you know, it was rather lukewarm, actually. So.
And then Al Nahabedian on
guitar,
and
he's got a show coming up.
Yeah. Hi, I was surprised to be asked to be in this band, but. It's kind of working out, and I'm not sure what you're signaling me for.
Get closer to the mic.
Oh, I don't want to be too loud.
The show you got
but
coming up.
I got a show coming
Stop
up.
Creeping.
Another band that I play in, Happy the Clown, will be playing at the Rockwell Sunday. We go on at 6:30. Also, Dead Harrison, Lucretia's Dagger, and a really cool band, La Bottomobile, will be playing there too. So come on down. Sunday, Rockwell, Davis Square.
In Somerville.
Somerville, yeah.
Okay, and then we can remind people of the Middle East show.
Absolutely. The Middle East show is November 17th,
Thursday.
Four bands, Matt Painter, Doug McDonald Band, The Thigh Scrapers, Doors at 5:30, although I'm sure Jim Morrison will be late. Let's see, again, Thigh Scrapers, Stigmatics, Matt Painter, and Doug McDonald. Hope to see you there.
Thanks a lot, Matt Painter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you've made the decision to shoot. Rule 3, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Crop duster. Right on, brothers and sisters.
Birds with pine tar. After you are hard. Saturday.